Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Virtual Reality Church.
Welcome to our virtual church.
Zoom church is not church.
Is there some type of way for a virtual congregation?
You're not a congregation if you don't congregate.
We have just finished our virtual church.
You can worship in the comfort of your own home and at your convenience.
When you combine this access with the loss of the local, I become my own confession, and I go around the World Wide Web listening for echoes that say back to me what I've already decided to believe.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And you thought Gen Z's were the problem. This is Wretched Radio. Shocker. Guess which demographic is leaving the church in the greatest numbers? You're thinking, well, that's got to be Gen Z, because those kids, they just aren't following in the footsteps of their parents. They're rejecting everything. They're deconstructing everything, including Christianity. And whilst I think they're still busy doing that, I think there has been a shift. And if polls mean anything, I think that that statement is actually statistically supported. There seems to be a new interest in spiritual things on behalf of Gen Zers, particularly among young men. That is really good news. That's really exciting news. But guess which demographic is now starting to get drained from the church? It probably is going to surprise you. Senior citizens. Headline. Senior adults are leaving the church in alarming numbers. What in the world? This is Gallup. In the year 2000, 60% of Americans over age 65 attended church. By 2020, it's down 15 points. Whoa. Why are seniors drifting away? Well, it appears, obviously every scenario is different, but they just drift off because they stop being plugged in my estimation. We stop addressing them. We stop using them. And so they tend to just drift away, move to Florida, count seashells. It can be other issues. It can be physical issues over the age of 65. It could be stairs. It could just be getting access to the parking lot. It's always full and it's too far away. There are barriers that we need to be mindful of, but it appears the reason that we're losing our seniors, in my opinion, is because we've stopped addressing them. We've stopped saying, we want you here. We've stopped saying, you got stuff to do here. You have a role in this church. And I know the world rejects senior citizen wisdom, but the church should be the ones going, well, that just shows how not smart you are. You want to reject the people that possess the most wisdom? The church can't follow suit with society. We have got to start screaming, seniors, we need you. We want you. I'm telling you, I've got to get on this. I'm not a computer guy. That's an understatement. I'm not a computer guy, but I'm telling you, does somebody know of a software? Maybe it exists already. If not, get on it. This could be your million-dollar idea. Create a software for churches where seniors, actually everybody, but including seniors, can list all of the ways that they would like to contribute to the life and health of the church. And then you got yourself a different page of all of the people then who need that. And they then take a look at the page of what people would be willing to do and see if we've got ourselves a love connection. Okay, at least a match where there's needs. And there is a stockpile of people that are willing to do stuff to fill those needs. And we connect them, we match them. Or it's just a list. Here's all the stuff that everybody's willing to do. I've got a need. I think I'm going to go to that page and look and see if anybody can fill in the blank. And then you reach out to them and they get connected together. This is, I can think of so many ways that this could happen. For instance, a young couple, they get married. What if they went to this website page at your church and found there's three people who have been married for over 30 years in the church who are willing to spend time with them. Gold mine. They then can plug into those people and start having meals with them, learning, watching. What about seniors who are willing to do hospital visits? They're willing to go into nursing homes. There is an underserved population for sure. Well, we should, that the pastor, the elders should go, you know, we really need to be visiting the nursing home. We need to be visiting our folks, especially in the nursing homes. Oh, who could go and do that? Oh, look at there. I went to the webpage and there's six people who are willing to do that, and on. How's about this? You're a businessman and you're struggling. Things are not going well. The company that you started is crashing. Oh, I wonder if there's anybody who's got any wisdom at my church. And oh, look at that. There's seven dudes who were retired. They were like executives. They were super successful. I want to talk to those people. And they plumb the depths of their corporate wisdom in order to make a living and not file for bankruptcy, which, by the way, I don't fully understand bankruptcy, but I'm seeing more of these commercials that are either promoting file for bankruptcy or we're the company that's going to help you to get out of debt by minimizing your debt. And a guy says, you know, I owed $47,000, but then I called up XYZ company and I only had to pay $12,000. And I'm thinking to myself, well, who absorbed that $35,000? How does that work exactly? Somebody's got to pay for it. Stuff isn't free. I know liberals think that it is, but stuff isn't free. Who's paying for that stuff? Nevertheless, to avoid that, you could plug into people at your church who know stuff that could help you. That's what the church is all about. And if we are not leaning into that collective wisdom of our senior citizens, then we're dumb. We're just foolish. And we're not loving. I mean, we're just not being wise about this. Who knows stuff? I'm thinking, under the age of 40, and remember it was Vody Bauckham who said, you turned 40, you've just stopped being an idiot. So let's just work with Vody's number. You're under 40. That would imply you too, like the rest of us, we're knuckleheads. You too are a knucklehead. You got white hair in your church. Find it. Ask. Tap into it. You'll be blessed, and so will they. And maybe we'll stop losing so many of our seniors. From this article, I think it's Tom Rayner who wrote this for the Christian Post, many congregations rightly focus on reaching young families. But the unintended consequences is that seniors feel sidelined. They hear talk of children's ministry, youth events, the next generation, but their own lives aren't being addressed. Their church now feels like somebody else's church. So what do? They don't send nasty emails, usually. They just go. What happened to them? Changes in worship and leadership can create a sense of disconnection for them, and we're losing them way too fast. So elders, maybe somebody should start focusing a little bit more on the opposite end of the demographic spectrum. We're doing lots of good work with the kids. Okay, there's a lot of crummy work that's being done with the kids, but there's a lot of good work being done with them, focusing on young families. Good. Amen. Don't forget about your seniors. And speaking of the families and the kids in church, got this idea, and it might be colossally bad, sort of like all of my other ideas. Think our church doesn't have Wombaland. Do you know what Wombaland is? It's trademarked. It's the youth program at North Point Church. It is massive. I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars, not kidding. So that when the kids come, they have fun. They have a great time. And that means they're more likely to not dig in their heels when it comes to going to church on Sunday morning. It makes it easier for parents to go and watch the show. It's called Wombaland, and it works. It definitely works. So here's the deal at Alpharetta Bible Church. We don't have millions of dollars to build Wamba Land. Nor do we have the desire. Don't the kids have enough entertainment? Don't they have enough fun? Don't they have enough distractions? Shouldn't the church be the one place where we say, nah, we're going to do something different here? And that's why we're actually thinking about doing the Facebook and the Meta, I guess it's the same thing, and Instagram messaging that says, we are not going to entertain your kids. We're not going to do it here. Instead, we're going to disciple your kids. We're going to help your kids to grow up. We're going to help your kids to become more mature. We're going to help your kids to be more respectful, to honor you, to be better citizens in this country. That's what we want to do with your kids. So if you're looking for fun and games, North Point is right down the street. But if you're looking to mature your children into thriving adults, well, then we are the church for you. I'll let you know how that goes. Because I don't know how many people that'll resonate with, because they just don't want the hassle on Sunday morning. They don't want it. And that's where parenting comes in. I know you're not excited about going, honey, but this is good for you. It's good for us, and it honors the Lord. So get in the minivan. This is Wretched Radio.
Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first, because your couch just got promoted.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. You know what's crazy? You've got more computing power in your pocket right now than NASA used to send people to the moon. But most of us, well, we're using it to watch cat videos or argue with strangers online. But what if I told you there's a better way? The Fortis Plus app. I'm talking hundreds of hours of biblical content that'll actually make you smarter and more equipped for the battles you're facing every day. Look, you're going to scroll through something today anyway. Why not make it something that actually strengthens your faith? Download the Fortis Plus app right now, wherever it is you download your apps from. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Ever feel like you're watching the world turn upside down and wondering if everyone else is seeing the same thing you are? Yeah, you're not alone. And at Fortis Institute, we're not just watching from the sidelines. We're fighting back with truth. But here's the thing. That mission? Well, it takes resources, and that's where faithful gospel partners come in. The church needs more than just encouragement right now. It needs equipping. Will you stand with us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Know your church fathers. Tertullian was a well-trained Greco-Roman philosopher. When he converted to Christianity, he used his great learning to vigorously defend Christianity. Tertullian rejected secular philosophy and is famously quoted as saying, "What hath Athens to do with Jerusalem?" This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, this ain't going to be easy. This is Wretched Radio. I'm just going to have to say it because, wow, this... Here we go. If you're a topical preaching pastor, we're here for you. Oh, that was hard. Why? Because it's better to present what God thinks people should hear rather than what you think people should hear. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, if you're doing expository preaching, you're not aware of the congregation's needs. But the thrust of your sermons, it should be driven by the text, consecutive texts, not cherry picking, because as soon as you start cherry picking Bible verses to preach from here and preach from there, it can be done. Charles Spurgeon did it. There's a lot of people. I don't know of a Puritan who did book by book, line by line, verse by verse. So it can be done, but there's a danger that you basically start preaching the stuff you always want to talk about or that you like talking about as opposed to what you think people need to hear. If you are guided by a book and you just go through that book of the Bible, then you're going to preach on what God wants to say to his people. And does it mean that you can never address something topically? Of course not. But it does mean that you are more guided in the content of your preaching by God than by yourself. He's a much more reliable source, don't you think? But if you're gonna do some topical preaching, here are some subjects for your consideration, specifically for 18 to 29-year-olds. Because a new poll came out from NBC. Asking the Gen Zers what they consider to be important to have a successful life. So this is getting into their hearts a little bit. What do they value? What do they cherish? What do they think is good? What do they think is worthy of pursuit? And I think this statistical report means we got to be addressing these things, whether it's in youth group, whether it's Sunday morning from the pulpit. We have a generation, needless to say, with a different set of values. They just, even kids that grew up in good Christian homes, it's an amazing phenomenon. Have you seen it? Good Christian parents who basically are training their kids to think the same way that they think are creating kids that don't think that way. They don't value the same. So how's that happening? Well, a part of it is their heart. Their fleshly desires, but I think a big part of it is social media and the messaging of the world. It has become very powerful, very invasive. The world is always in front of our children, telling them what to value and what to think. And they hear those messages far more than the messages they hear from us, mom and dad. And that means they simply have different values. For instance, these are men. Now, they've got it broken down into political categories here, so that's kind of unfortunate, but nevertheless, and besides, you're not going to remember any of these numbers anyway. Neither am I. I'm just sharing them to make the point. So I'm working with the NBC News Decision Desk categories. These are men, Gen Zers, who voted for Trump. The percentage that want to have children. Well, this will be interesting. Jimmy, these are the Gen Zers that voted for Trump. So if they're not saved, they're very close to being saved, don't you know? So what percentage do you think want to have kids?
Gen Z aged.
Pick a number.
60%.
It's like you're going to get like a red mark on your paper and sent home.
I like to have the right answer. 60%.
34%.
Wow.
Now, this is interesting. Women who voted for Harris, that they've got an even lower view of having children. In fact, it's at the bottom of the list. Listen to this. Not let this horrify you. Women who voted for Harris, 6% think that having children, 6%. That's so unnatural. It's so unnatural. This kind of reminds me of the poll. I don't know if you saw it. Jimmy, you probably covered it. The number of people, especially young people, who identify as being transgendered, it's dropped. It's just really bottomed out.
Yeah.
And we go, well, that's a good thing, but I think we need to ask some questions. How did that number get there? And then how does it suddenly just drop off? Suddenly you got a lot of people going, I think I'm an opposite gender than what I actually am. Now, people, the liberals would argue they're finally free to be able to let everybody know how they're feeling on the inside. Well, it turns out because that statistic just went into the tank, that ain't the case. So what caused them to identify as the opposite gender? And I conclude it has to be social contagion. Schools are just banging on the kids. Social media, TV commercials, all of Sephora. Can anybody really, have you seen a Sephora commercial? I think that's how you say it. Sephora. Jimmy, that's where you get your makeup, if I'm not mistaken, and your hair product.
Yeah, yeah.
Sephora. What are those humans? I know they're humans. What gender are they? I can't exactly tell. Messaging, messaging, messaging. And the kids, it worked, but now it's abating. We need to, I think, see phenomenon like that and realize there's something afoot. And I think the answer to that foot question is social media, the world system banging on our kids. All right. Having children. This is having children is 34% for the dudes, 6% for the girls. Being married, 29% for men if they voted for Trump, 29%, 6% for women. This is awful. Now, remember, it's the women that voted for Harris, by the way. Women who voted for Trump, interestingly, who said that they wanted to have kids was 26%. Being married, 20%. Look, it's better, but it's still horrifically low. Pastor, start teaching about the joys of marriage and children. They need to hear it. In fact, John Stone Street at Quick Point just wrote an article about this, that young people are not aware of how amazing it is to have children. I mean, this is, what is there anything more profound than breeding, than making a little image bearer that's in the likeness of God, but oftentimes in your likeness too? How cool is that? How amazing, how thrilling is that? How life-changing is that? I remember when Mrs. Friel was pregnant with our first one. She was a corporate bigwig, and she took off, was going to take off time for maternity leave after having the baby. But the more she got pregnant, the more we were like, we weren't saved at the time, by the way. The more, as the weeks and the months passed and that bump got bigger and we saw the images on the ultrasound, the thought of going back to work would just became just impossible for her. And then when we saw our firstborn, it's like, so this is what life is all about. And Mrs. Friel went, I'm staying home. I'm not leaving this. Now, what causes a corporate, I'll even say an unsaved corporate woman, to make such a life-altering decision? And it's obvious. Children are the bomb diggity. And we need to stop. They're not hearing it. All they hear is that they're a nightmare. They're a drain. They cause divorce. Whatever the lament. Oh, I also know. They could harm you. If you get married, they could hurt you. And it could break up and it would be really painful and that would be hard. Well, sure, that can happen, but it doesn't have to happen. And if you'd spend more time with the senior citizens in your church, you'd be less likely to end in disaster. See what I did there, Jimmy? Brought that around full
all
circle.
All the way around.
All right, so being grounded spiritually, 24% male Trump voters being grounded spiritually. That isn't even on the list for women who voted for Harris. No, it's 11%. There it is. Being grounded spiritually for women who voted for Trump, 29%. Now, here's the good news. Here's some good news. and they're seeing this in Great Britain also, that there is a surge in interest on the part of Gen Zers who are saying, I think God exists. Now, this is, again, from the United Kingdom. It's up 17%. Gen Z saying, you know, I think there's a God. We're seeing some shifting and some changing out there. And this I know too. We've got another ally. Even though these statistics are abysmal, I think natural law and the Bible would say they're feeling it. I don't think that a woman is 6% think that having children is important. 94% don't. I think they're lying to themselves. And we have an opportunity to reach them with something great. And if you're a pastor, please, oh, please tout the blessings of marriage and children. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.